360 podcast. New developments in the search for Flight 370. Let's get started. A potential new development in the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. It comes from China, which has an especially strong interest in locating the airliner, which was carrying so many Chinese nationals on board. Late today, Chinese authorities released satellite photos of what they call a suspected crash site. They were taken on high-definition cameras on the morning of March 9th, a day and a night after the Boeing 777 vanished en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Three images in the open ocean, each showing floating objects. What precisely they are, that remains to be seen, and we should point out there have been several false sightings so far. What is intriguing is the location. According to the Chinese, it's within a 20-kilometer or 12.5-mile radius of this spot on the map, which corresponds closely to the point where controllers lost contact with the airliner's radar transponder. Let's check in first with CNN's David McKenzie, who joins us from Beijing. So these satellite images, what can you tell us about them? Do we have any idea why the Chinese government released them now?
Well, Anderson, that's the question I want answered. There are two things that trouble me. One is why this was released now, and the second is really why are we seeing these images that weren't shared necessarily with the Malaysian authorities. They say they took these photographs from satellite, high definition, of these three large objects, which were very close to the tracking path when that plane vanished over the sea on Saturday. It is now several days later, and this appears to be a significant lead, Anderson. These are large objects. They call it, quote, a potential crash site, and so it could help narrow the search, as you say, that has expanded widely in recent days, and it gives some level of hope of closure for the many families here in Beijing who have lost scores of loved ones.
The size of the debris has raised some questions from aviation experts we've heard from already, who say maybe the debris is actually too large given the size of the aircraft. But the Chinese, they seem to have been frustrated with the response by the Malaysian government. Could the release of these photos somehow be tied to that frustration, forcing the Malaysian government's hand somehow?
Well, that's a good point, Anderson. Yes, they've given very pointed statements towards the Malaysian government, calling this search sometimes chaotic. They have also criticized the Malaysians and other countries for giving out false leads and giving hope to these families here. So it might be that they waited to release this information until they were absolutely sure it's significant, and we should also believe it's significant because of that. The Chinese are much more deliberate with these issues, so they would have carefully looked at these images and thought about what they could be before they released it out. But again, because it was several days after they took these images, it's a troubling sign. They have also taken more satellites into that region to look at that whole area to figure out if there's anything that gives any leads to where to find this plane. But certainly significant on the path, we believe, of the plane when it vanished. So there'll be definitely ships, airplanes, everything going to that area, scouring it from a closer vantage point to see if it indeed is this crash plane that everyone at this point wants to find, particularly the families here in Beijing.